saying she will not throw out former Sheriff Joe Arpaio's contempt conviction without hearing arguments from both sides. The judge, Susan Bolton, ordering Arpaio and the Justice Department to file briefs arguing why she should or should not vacate that conviction after President Trump pardoned Arpaio last week. The Los Angeles mayor is going after President Trump and his stand on immigration, as we hear from Jason Campidonia.
Mayor Eric Garcetti led mayors from around the country Tuesday in a day of action in support of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. Garcetti is calling on Trump to keep DACA and for Congress to pass comprehensive immigration reform soon. He says there are tens of thousands of DACA recipients across the L.A. area, and they're expected to add over $450 billion to the local economy over the next decade.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
More now on hurricane-slash-tropical storm Harvey and its impact on other parts of America. It seems the auto industry is feeling its effects now. Mark Mayfield explains.
Texas is the second largest automobile market in the country behind California, and as many as 500,000 vehicles have so far been destroyed. General Motors and Toyota haven't had to shut down production yet in Texas, but automakers say it will be weeks before dealerships know the full extent of the damage to new cars. The storm will have an impact on sales figures for the next few months.
And Harvey's impacting all of America in another way, as we hear from Bill Zimpfer.
Gas prices are rising along with the floodwaters as flooding from Hurricane Harvey shuts down nearly a quarter of U.S. oil refineries. The biggest U.S. refinery, located in Port Arthur, Texas, about 2 hours east of Houston, shut down because of flooding last night. Oil prices, however, are down.
The Pentagon says it's not ruling out airstrikes against a convoy of ISIS fighters that's been making its way across Syria. 600 fighters granted safe passage out of Lebanon and into eastern Syria by the Lebanese army, Hezbollah, and the Syrian army, those ISIS fighters traveling with their families. Washington had harsh words for this arrangement, and a colonel who speaks for the American-led coalition says ISIS is a global threat and the U.S. will monitor the convoy and possibly strike it if it needs to. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Rich Kaderi with Modern Design. Our show today is going to be all about transition to fall. We're going to talk about the, even though today is a lovely day, we can kind of feel this, the feelings of fall in the air and the upcoming holiday weekend. We're going to talk all about that. But let's start by taking a look at today's weather and see if we have an autumn day or more still of a summer day. Okay, the National Weather Forecast is telling me that currently we are processing, which doesn't normally happen a lot. Oh, there we go. Okay. Currently, we are at 76 degrees. It's a beautiful day. This afternoon will be mostly sunny with a high of 77 degrees. Tonight, it's going to be mostly clear with a low of 59. Thursday, partly sunny, then chance of thunderstorms with a high of 81. So it looks like one day summer, one day fall. Thursday night, there's a chance of thunderstorms and partly cloudy with a low of 51 degrees. On Friday, it's going to be a beautiful sunny day, but with a high of 69. On Friday, it'll be Friday night, partly cloudy with a low of 49, which is pretty cold, I would say. On Saturday, rain, unfortunately, is likely 60% chance with a high of 70 degrees. On Saturday night, we continue to see that rain fall at 60% with a low of 59. And then finally on Sunday, not so good, rain likely on Sunday as well. Well, that's how holiday weekends go. All right, well, we're going to take some commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on WHCR-DB.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer, home stager, and contractor for the past 20 years working in Hunterdon County as well as in northern New Jersey as well. I have a new location right here. For the past 3 years, I've been in Flemington. I've moved just down the road a little bit to 176 Route 202 31 North, right next to Fred Beam's Toyota and directly across from the motor vehicle inspection station. I'm in with Flemington Fan and Lighting. We have about a 6,000 square foot showroom there. Lot to see, lots of furniture pieces that you can buy, wonderful candles, accessories, and things of that nature. So come check us out in our new location. Mavenhill Designs is now located at 176 Route 202 31 North in Ringo's, New Jersey. My phone number is 908-884-0770. Our topic today happens to be transition to fall. Hard to hear. People love the summer, feel good about the summer, and don't want to see it end. But that does happen. Kids are on their way back to school. The ads are on for it being time to go back to school. And we feel sort of a crispness in the air. In fact, today at 76 degrees, you kind of have that feel of it. Although it's absolutely beautiful and probably weather-wise, one of the nicest times of the year is about now, the very end of August, the beginning of September. The days are absolutely beautiful. So I wanted to talk a little about exterior transition because I have two retail locations, one right here in Ringo's and one up in northern New Jersey in Maplewood. I change my pots seasonally, and because I'm a retail business, I need to be sort of ahead of the curve with what's going on next. So for me, it's important to weeks before the season actually starts to get stuff. So I've been in the garden centers for the past 2 weeks trying to see what's new and what's fresh out for the seasons so I can send put out my pots and my new look inside the stores for fall and transition. So I thought that was very topical. If you follow me on social media or on my blog, if you go to The Color Guru, the T-H-E Color, C-O-L-O-R, Guru, G-U-R-U, at blogspot.com. That's a lot to say. You can follow my blogs. I do a free blog every week. You can subscribe to the blog, and each week we have some sort of a magazine-like story on what's trending with pictures, and then I follow that up on Wednesday when we do our show here live in studio, or you can listen to the show afterwards in the podcasts. So this week, my topic was all about the transition to fall as I'm transitioning my stores, at least on the outside, to fall. So number one on my list of the 35 things I want to cover today about transitioning to fall, things that you can do and try this fall season, is putting out new pots for fall. And last year, we had a wonderful guest on. She was the owner of the Garden Gate, is the owner of the Garden Gate. And she told us when you're creating pots, you want to think of it almost as a triangle, and there are three avenues you want to cover. They are called the thriller, the filler, and the spiller. And when I asked her to explain what that was, that is when you create a pot, you want to create sort of a triangle. And the top part of the triangle is the thriller. That's the thing that's going to give you the height in a pot. So you want to make sure you do something that's very tall, that's going to work well, and it's going to stand out and make your pots have height. Then you have the filler.
That's the thing that goes around the round or maybe square pot itself that goes around the space and sort of fills up the pot, if you will, and gives you that sort of pop of color. Then finally, you have the spiller. And the spiller is actually the pot that hangs down, something that has trails to it, and that's the spiller. So in our new pots, we want to think of three elements for every pot: the thriller, the tall piece, the filler, the piece that goes around and fills the pot, and the spiller, the thing that goes down onto the pot and sort of has legs to it. So one of the things that I have talked about in years past but can't find, but did find this year and I'm very happy with, is coxcomb. Coxcomb goes back to, for me anyway, goes back for many years, but for me, goes back to the early 90s when I discovered it. Coxcomb is a little bit unusual. It's great for fall. Normally you see it in burgundy. Sometimes you see it in orange. This year I was lucky enough to find it in orange. So in my new, I'm doing the pots today actually for my store in Ringo's, and I got two really big coxcomb plants. And a coxcomb kind of looks like a lasagna noodle, except it looks like it's furry. It looks like it's the flower itself looks like it's velvet. So again, it usually comes in autumnal colors. I sort of have a golden orange color, which is really nice on a beautiful plant. And only the tips have that color on them, but there's a lot of tips. So you get that beautiful floral element and an autumnal color. In my Maplewood store, I bought burgundy the other day, and I'm going to do them in burgundy because that store is white with black shutters, and I always do pops of red there. So we're going to do that in burgundy in a different combination. In my store in Ringo's and with Flemington Fan and Lighting, I have my pots there are beautiful cobalt blue, and they're a little bit more contemporary. So I'm going to do the orange because I love the combination. That's a combination you guys should try if you have blue or blue pots. Try orange with the blue, and that's always a really nice color combination. So I bought two wonderful coxcomb plants and planted them this morning before the store opened, and now I'm looking to do the filler and the spiller, which I'll work on after the show today. So coxcomb is something to try. Ask for it in the garden centers. Very pretty. They actually have it available right now in select shop rights in the garden department, and not very expensive as well. I think I paid $3 a plant for big plants. So that's going to be my thriller. The next part of a pot that I like a lot, and I discovered a couple of years ago, are pansies. And pansies are great because they're very hardy. So you don't want to plant pansies in the summer because they're going to sort of melt, if you will. But in the spring and in the fall, they're one of the first plants that you can actually plant in your pots because they're hardy. So in the spring, I like to do yellow and purple pansies. My house in Tewksbury Township is a pale yellow, black and white combination. So I like to do purple, yellow, and white pansies, often just purple and yellow, actually. I like that combination together. It's very spring and tied in with all the daffodils I plant. It's wonderful. But in the fall, I've learned about orange pansies. Now, orange is not very popular. You have to look at garden centers. You're not going to probably find it in the supermarket or at the home improvement stores. But if you go to a good, reputable garden center like the Garden Gate, like Hyonas Greenhouses, like Rutgers Landscaping, all in this general area, ask them for orange pansies. And I like to, for the filler, the round pot, something that's, you want to have your filler be something that's going to very much grow quickly and fill in. And pansies in the right environment are perfect for that. So what I would suggest and what I'm going to do is a combination of orange and purple pansies around that coxcomb, and that's going to be my filler. And we're going to try to get those. Although I haven't seen them out in the garden centers yet. They're a little premature for that. So I may have to fill with something else. But you want to try pansies a lot with an orange or an orange-purple combination. Very pretty and very fall. Number four on my list of transition to fall and things you can do outdoors would be asters. And asters are a wonderful plant. You often see them mixed in with mums. And I think an aster may be even actually a type of mum. In the next couple of weeks, we're going to have different garden centers on and talking about transitioning your outside to fall, so we'll qualify that. But asters are like a mum-like flower. They're normally a really, really rich purple color. In fact, I bought some yesterday from my own house from my pots to transition because I'm going to have people over the Labor Day holiday, so I want to make sure that I have those asters out, which are really nice. Mums, of course, are always popular. I've come to like different colors through the years.
Orange and purple are always my favorite combination. So orange mums with maybe some purple asters would be a really nice combination to do. There are different shapes of mums. There's something called a daisy mum, which is a mum, but it kind of looks like a daisy. Mix your mums up together. You don't have to have them all the same, especially if you're creating a pot. If you're doing a garden bed, then you want to have all the mums be the same in a garden bed in a cluster because that looks nice and there's a presence. But when you're doing a pot, to me, it works best if you have different types of mums working together. So you might want to have, but of the same color combination. So maybe your color is yellow. So you'll have wonderful yellow mums, and then you'll have some daisy mums that are white and yellow. So they come together and they complement each other. So asters do that. Daisy mums do that. Unusual types of mums, mums with big heads, similar color combination or complementary color combination is always very nice. Number five on my list happens to be grasses, ornamental grasses. Ornamental grasses, when they're new, are great to put in pots because they give you what? They give you height. And in my Flemington store for the past couple of years, when I do my blue pots for fall, I always use an orange Shasta grass, a low grass that had orange on the tips of it. And it was a great thing to be the thriller in the pot because it gave much light to it. I'm working on a project now down the shore, and I saw something called a pampas grass. And those are nice because at the end of the season, what they do is the tips of them are sort of a burgundy plume that comes out. So pampas grasses are a nice thriller for you to have as well. Cattails are nice for a thriller, something that's tall. Or punks. Remember when we were a kid and you were in the marshlands, you'd see things in the summer called punks. So things like that I'm seeing reemerging when people are doing their pots. They have height to them and they're quite beautiful. All right, we're going to take our first set of commercial messages, and we will be back with more of Modern Design after these brief commercial messages on WHCR-DB.
Join the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Flemington Community Partnership for their Card Club networking event hosted by Northfield Bank on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Northfield Bank's Flemington office right here on Main Street. For details and to RSVP, visit hunterdon-chamber.org or call 908-782-7115. See you there.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
I always think that music is so regal, don't you? I have my pen going along every time that last spot goes on. about the Chamber event. So our topic today, I am Richard Scuderi of Maven Hill Designs, and our show is Modern Design. Our topic happens to be transition to fall, specifically focused on the outside and subtle things that you can do now as we approach the Labor Day holiday weekend to make your place look like fall, that there's a transition involved, and appreciating the new season. And I think I've come to, since I'm past the school years, I've come to really appreciate the fall as being probably one of the prettiest times of the year. I do love the spring, the summer's fun, but there's something about the fall that has a beauty that I don't think I see any other time of year, particularly out here in western New Jersey. Quite beautiful and nice to celebrate there. So we're talking about things that you can do to transition. We talked about your pots and that you should have sort of a triangle or three levels, the tall part, the thriller, the middle part, the filler, and then, of course, the spiller to go over the bottom. We talked about pansies, coxcomb, asters, wonderful grasses that you can put in pots. Number six on the list kind of surprised me. And again, it came from the owners of the Garden Gate. And they said a good thriller is Swiss chard. And when they said that, I thought they were kind of crazy. And I thought, Swiss chard, would that even grow in the fall? It happens to be a green. Having been of Italian descent, Swiss chard is something we had as a vegetable often, and I will buy it often and saute it and really enjoy Swiss chard. But Swiss chard is actually quite hardy and does grow in the fall quite well. And in my Maplewood store, next door I have a wonderful bakery called the Able Baker, and it's sort of a coffee house and bakery. And they have wonderful pots because they have bistro tables out front. And the pots, when I looked, I thought, oh my goodness, all the pots have in the center, they're all Swiss chard. So I guess what happens eventually, the Swiss chard, because it is a green or a vegetable, keeps growing and growing. And I noticed at some point they had to take the Swiss chard out and put new Swiss chard in, because I guess you would eat it or, you know, harvest it and use it because the leaves got very big. But the Swiss chard was nice. It was very hardy and it gave some color. The stems of the Swiss chard are sort of like look like a rhubarb almost. They're sort of an orange color. And then they had the spade-shaped leaf. But they gave a lot of architecture to the center of the pot, which was kind of nice with a Swiss chard, and then they just had orange pansies around it, and really nice combination. So I thought Swiss chard was something you could try. It's kind of nice when you do things that are sort of different, and then people say, well, what did you do? Can you write that down? Be the first. Be inventive. Do something that makes you feel good that's a little bit different. Number seven on the list is ornamental peppers, and I kind of have a funny story about that. When I opened the store out in Flemington, I got my pots, and I was having an opening party, and the chamber helped me do that. The mayor at the time came, and it was a very nice event. But I wanted my pots to really pop. I started with the Shasta grasses that we talked about. I got wonderful, interesting mums and some other plants in the pots. And then I wanted to finish them with a spiller that would be a little bit different. And I went out and I got ornamental peppers. And that's what I'm suggesting. They come in a lot of different colors. Often they're oranges, they're reds, purple. I found at a garden center, the ornamental peppers are purple. People often ask me, can you eat them? I don't know the answer to that question. Sometimes I see Chinese food and they have these little peppers and I wonder if those are them, but they're probably not. They probably don't have much flavor, and that's why they're just sort of ornamental. But ornamental peppers mixed in with the fall foliage add another level, another dimension, texture, and often some great color. So don't overlook them. Look for them in the garden center. The next one on my list, number eight, is cabbages and kale, ornamental kale. Very nice. For me in Hunterdon County, when I've put the ornamental kale and cabbages out on in the ground in my beds, the deer eat them and the other critters eat them as well. So for me, if I'm going to use kale or cabbages, I have to sort of raise them up. If I have a post or a fence or so on, I will take them and group them together and put them up. But for me in the ground, I haven't had much success with them. If you're in an area that's sort of protected or more urban and you don't have them, putting three cabbages together or bunching them together, they almost start to look like roses. And I like to put all the same color. So if you do sort of the white-green cabbages, they're very pretty. And then in sort of the pots where there's wards, mix them with something else. The same thing with the purple, that rich, intense purple. If you do them in a cluster of three, if you have the room to do that, it just looks like roses. It's a wonderful look. And they're very hardy, and they last until you take them out. A lot of people I see put in the in November, they put in the cabbages in either color or kale, and they stay through the winter. And by the end, they're pretty bad, but at least it gives some texture and some seasonal look towards the end of the year. Number nine on my list was Indian corn. I do like that. I like to put Indian corn out, but often when it gets eaten, I put it on the door once and I found a squirrel hanging from my door, so you have to be careful with Indian corn. But it is a nice look, and it gives wonderful colors, and it comes in a lot of colors, which is kind of nice. Number 10 on my list was sunflowers, and I don't know the name of the sunflower, but sunflowers have a wonderful, to me, harvesty kind of a fall look to them. I see a sunflower out there that's very, very much dark orange with a very, very dark center. And to me, they are absolutely beautiful. I wish I knew the name. And in the subsequent weeks when we have different garden centers in the Hunterdon County area on, I'll ask them what that one's called. But sort of a dark orange sunflower is something that can be really, really nice and look wonderful in the space. Number 11 on our list of transition to fall and things you can do in your pots or around your property is pumpkins, of course. And what first comes to mind is sort of that big one lone pumpkin that most people do. But I think pumpkins look best when they're done in mass. In fact, I was talking to Terry this morning from my store in Ringo's, and we're talking about putting pumpkins on steps or gathering pumpkins or pumpkins and gourds together, how almost you don't even need a container. If you take multiple pumpkins of different sizes and so on, or pumpkins and gourds, and just sort of put them together, that becomes its own look and can be absolutely beautiful. Last Thanksgiving, I wasn't going to be home. I was down at my mother-in-law's house. But I love the look of gathered pumpkins and gourds, and somebody had a bunch and they gave me a bunch. So at the edges of my property, I put out all the different pumpkins and gourds just by itself, and the arrangements looked absolutely beautiful. The vibrant greens and oranges and all the autumnal colors came together absolutely beautiful, and you could see them when at a distance. And even though I wasn't even entertaining that way, when people drove by and they saw what that looked like, that was wonderful. One of the things you can do also, if you're just going to use grouped pumpkins or gourds together, is get some hay bales. If you have a hay bale, that gives the arrangement some height and can look very autumnal, very country, and be a nice look for you as well. Let's see, on the list here next, we have wonderful gourds. I think gourds are actually, I say gourds are gorgeous because they really are, and they're so beautiful, and there's so many different types of gourds. I accidentally, when I left a gourd in my yard and it seeded itself, and next year, the following year, I started to see beautiful vines growing with beautiful orange flowers on them, kind of look like zucchini flowers, and I thought, what's this? Well, the gourd sort of died in the garden, reseeded itself, and came back as plants, and then around the end of September, I started to see these beautiful gourds forming, all different colors and beautiful, and I harvested them and put them in my fall baskets, and they were just absolutely beautiful. Gourds, there's so many different kinds of gourds. One of the gourds I like the best is called the turban squash. And if you saw it, once we go to YouTube or have some sort of video attached to the show, I'll be able to bring those things in and show them to you. Turban squashes have kind of a weird look. It almost looks like a top, if you will, with two components. And it's a really bright orange and it has green on it. It's very, very pretty. And they're one of my favorites. Another one which I haven't seen in recent years is called the gooseneck gourd. And it actually almost looks like a swan. It's a very much a green, a dark green, but it has lighter green in it. And it's sort of the shape of a swan. And that's another one that's wonderful. So when you take different types of gourds together, the turban squashes, the gooseneck gourds, all the different types of colors, and you group them together, putting them in a pot, they are absolutely beautiful. One of my favorite ways to do that is if you have black urns. I have black urns in the front of my house. You don't even need flowers. If you have all different types of beautiful gourds of different sizes and colors, and the deer don't touch them, at least mine they didn't ever touch, you can put them together, and they're just absolutely beautiful. They give you a lot of color, and they're really wonderful. All right, we're about to come up to our news. Our topic today happens to be transition to fall. We'll take a news break, and then we'll be back after the news with more tips to make your house fall ready for this wonderful upcoming Labor Day weekend.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I think that last night certainly will be the highest amount. We're thinking probably close to 40 inches total.
Becky Ames, the mayor of Beaumont, Texas, as Tropical Storm Harvey moves further inland, decimating other Texas communities and now into Louisiana. Ames said she was thankful when daybreak hit her city.
We are very glad that it is light outside now because it's much easier to do rescues when it is light. It is still pouring. We do hope that it'll stop.
It's not just Beaumont that's being decimated. The city of Port Arthur, Texas, is pleading for boats to help rescue people trapped by flooding. The city, located about 90 miles east of Houston, tweeted the plea for individuals with boats this morning. Officials in the city of Port Arthur say the situation is dire. Evacuees in Port Arthur's Bob Bauer Civic Center were forced to the bleachers when water began covering the convention center's floor. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War. You hear my national radio show, War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, every day on USA Radio Network at 6 p.m. Eastern, as well as my national TV show, War Now, on Newsmax TV every day at 8 p.m. Eastern time. But I'm everywhere leading the conservative fight on Fox News, on hundreds of radio shows as a guest, writing books like Angry White Male, my newspaper columns, even on CNN. I'm a conservative warrior fighting for conservatism, capitalism, American exceptionalism, and Judeo-Christian values. And of course, I will always be the fiercest defender in the media for my great President Donald J. Trump. But it all starts at my website, rootforamerica.com. You'll find the hottest stories, news headlines, my passionate, in-your-face, take-no-prisoners, conservative commentaries, and popular videos. The left will win this war over my cold, dead body. So every day, start your day with the news and opinions that matter to conservatives and patriots at my site, rootforamerica.com, or listen to my radio show at usaradio.com, or watch my TV show at newsmaxtv.com. Above all, be sure to root for America.
The Attorney General of New York is giving some tips not only for New Yorkers, but for Americans who are wanting to give to help in the wake of Hurricane Harvey.
New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman urging New Yorkers to support charitable organizations assisting Texas victims, but says there are always some who attempt to take advantage of a tragedy to line their own pockets. He recommends people take time to research the organization, know where your donation money will go, give to established charities, and check if a text contribution matches up with what's reported on a charity website or by calling them. He says another rule of thumb, never give cash, since credit card and check donations can be accounted for.
Toyota announcing they're giving $3 million in relief to Hurricane Harvey victims. Toyota and Lexus dealers nationwide will make the donations. Dealers will send employees in the region to volunteer and will make in-kind donations and will donate pre-owned vehicles. Toyota's North American headquarters are in Plano, Texas, and CEO Jim Lentz said, as fellow Texans, our hearts go out to those who have lost so much. USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership. Simply go to VRAinsider.com. You also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. Join us now at VRAinsider.com.
States that are in the path of Tropical Storm Harvey are getting ready for the storm's arrival.
Forecasters say it won't be a tropical storm by the time it reaches the Mississippi Delta tomorrow, just a tropical depression. Still, though, strong enough to cause some problems, but certainly not the kind of problems they had in Texas.
While we will have the potential for some flooding in some areas across the state, we really aren't expecting anything in the way of really significant or catastrophic flooding.
Daniel Lamb at the National Weather Service office in Jackson says those downpours could begin today as some of Harvey's heavier rain bands reach Mississippi. We could also see some tornadoes in the stronger storms. Randy Bell in Jackson.
The Secretary of Defense is taking action concerning President Trump's order to remove transgenders from the military, but it might not be what the president's happy about. Here's Chris Barnes.
Secretary of Defense James Mattis is not immediately putting President Trump's ban on transgender military service members into effect, saying on Tuesday a panel of experts is looking over the president's order, and until then, the current policy allowing transgender people to serve will stay in effect. After the panel wraps up its review, Mattis says he will then report to the president about how to implement the order.
The First Lady's office is slamming social media critics who complained about Melania Trump's shoes. The First Lady photographed in high heels as she and the president headed to flood-ravaged Texas yesterday. In a statement to Fox News, her spokeswoman said people should be focused on the disaster, not her shoes. USA Radio News.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I am an interior designer, a home stager, and a contractor doing wonderful kitchens and baths.
and painting and paint advice. A couple things that we do. A lot of you like to be a do-it-yourselfers, especially these days, and sometimes that maybe a pair of fresh eyes might be a good thing. I do have a promotion in both my stores in Maplewood and in Ringo's that if you're looking for some general advice for $1.99, I have a coupon, which is available. You can print it at my website, and it's in the stores. I will come out to your house and go through each room and give you sort of general design advice, do a little plan for you for $1.99, the projects that you can work on yourself. Of course, we can give you help in doing those projects, but if you are a DIYer for $1.99, how much can you do for that? You'll get a pair of fresh eyes. We'll go through every room and give you wonderful ideas with the latest trends in color and so on. The other thing that we do also for $1.99 is a color consultation. I am very well versed on all the Benjamin Moore and the Sherwin-Williams colors. I also do Farrell and Ball, and some of the other paint companies send me to trainings and the latest colors and what works in your space. So if you want a color consultation through Maven Hill Designs, also $1.99. I do them 2 to 3 times a day. I'll do color consultation, so we really do know what works. And sometimes that's all you need. You spend $200, you get somebody to give you some general directions of how to go, and you do some of the stuff yourself. To reach Maven Hill Designs at any time, you can call 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. Our topic today happens to be transition to fall, very apropos at the 76-degree mark right now, feeling very fallish today. Not dressed fallish, but feeling fallish. And talk about things that you can add to your pots, taking out some of the summer stuff or some of the stuff. A lot of my summer stuff is sort of kind of wound down. I noticed when I was leaving this morning kind of early that it's ready for refreshing. It's ready to add some orange to those purple pots. It's ready for something new or to add something to perk them up and give them a new look. So we're going through different things, and we left off with gourds, which I think are one of my favorite things of all. Gourds in any fashion, I think, grouped together with the different colors and textures are beautiful, are hardy. The deer don't eat them, and they last a long time. I should probably qualify that, though. I did remember one time I was in a house that was on a hill, and sort of at the end of November, it had snowed already, and I do remember some of the deer taking a pumpkin and smashing the hooves and eating some of it because they were very hungry. So I guess it's not foolproof for deer, but for the most part, I don't think I've had anybody munching on the gourds, and they do last a long time. They do say there's a way to dry the gourds in a way, I guess you must have to take the innards out or the seeds, but you can dry them and just use them again and again, and the shell stays the same. It hardens. I also heard you can lacquer them and use them from year to year, but I guess you have to get the moisture out of the center of the gourd, and that would be kind of a nice way to do it. I did see a wreath once that was made with all baby pumpkins. I guess it had been preserved. It was very beautiful, and I did see a wreath made with gourds, but I guess you have to preserve them in some way. But kind of always nice to work with the natural stuff. Number 13 on my list of transition to fall things that you can add to your pots or your beds is seed pods. Did you ever see those wonderful seed pods that are in dried arrangements? They look great in an arrangement for outside your space. Number 14 on the list is branches in the center of your pot. I've always liked the look of branches in general. In my Maplewood store, someone gave me, a florist had given me wonderful from her backyard. She had white birch branches, and she was cutting the tree down, and she gave me the branches. And I use them all year long. I mix them in with my arrangements, and they seem to work well in every season. So I have them right now. I have a galvanized metal bucket. And within the bucket, I have still my red geraniums. And then in the center of that bucket, I have tied with a burlap ribbon, I have wonderful birch branches. So any sort of branches look always nice when you're creating a look for a pot outside. Some of the ones that are kind of nice are curly willow for the fall. Although, you know, even things like pussy willows and stuff can look nice mixed with orange, with pansies and gourds and so on. They can come together very well. But any type of branches work very well with a pot. That's your thriller, the height that you're looking for in a space. Number 15 is talking about just color combinations in general. And I think when you do, I think a lot of people go out and they go to a garden center, they get overwhelmed and they buy a little bit of everything. Well, a little bit of everything looks just like that. It looks like a little bit of everything. And your eye doesn't really draw upon anything. And you lose visual impact. So I say you have to go out there with a plan before you go to a garden center, before you go to a home improvement store, before you go to the supermarket and you see what's on special. Start to think about a theme, a color combination. Look what color your house is. Is your house white and it needs some bright color? Is your house a bright color so you don't want to work with a color that won't work? For me, with a yellow house, I don't necessarily like to put orange out by itself because yellow and orange aren't a great combination. But if I do purple and orange, it looks amazing together. If I do purple and yellow, it looks amazing together. So think about the color of your house. Are you in a shady spot? Are you in a spot that's very sunny? And balance that by the colors that you use. As I've said all the, since the show started today, I love the combination of orange and purple for fall. Actually, orange, purple, and burgundy look nice together. Those three colors look nice together in arrangements as well. But orange and purple is probably my favorite color combination. Purple and yellow are a nice combination. Purple, yellow, and white are a nice color combination together. You know, lots of unusual combinations. I've even seen combinations where people do purple and green, and that's a nice combination for fall as well, and you can add a lot of things. So color is a good way to start. You see color from a distance, and when you block those colors together, if you have not all one color, but if you block them together with colors that work well together, you'll see them from a distance. So keep in mind your color combinations before you go out and do things that tie into the house and the look of the house. The next one is more about the greens that I was talking about, greens and purple, and that is using coleus for fall. If you're in a shady area, and the front of my property has two wonderful sort of entry posts when you come in that are about 6 feet high, and then I have wonderful black urns, old black urns that I bought up in New Hope many years ago, and that's a very shady spot. So in shady spots, you want to do things that will work very well. And one of the things that I've been adding in the recent years to my my fall pots in conjunction with the pansies that do well there is I like to add coleus, dark purple leafy things that sort of grow, coleus and dark greens mixed in with the brightness of the pansies there, and they complement each other very well. The coleus kind of acts as the spiller because they sort of grow down over the base of the pot onto the post, and they give me either a dark purple look, or sometimes I'll do them in conjunction with sort of a sweet potato vine, which is very much a citrus green. The combination of the purple, the coleus, and then the sweet potato vine, the citrus, and the purple are beautiful together. And if you wanted to do something that you could carry all together, you could do a big pot. You could do ornamental kale in the center, maybe all in purple or all in green, and then do the combination of the coleus and the sweet potato vine, and those work incredibly well together. It's a very rich look and somewhat unexpected. You could even throw some white pumpkins into that and not go with the oranges and not go with such an autumnal color, but go with that look, and that in itself is autumnal, which is kind of nice. Number 17 on the list is something that I started doing a couple of years ago. I do it every year now. People expect it of me. And if I'm having Thanksgiving, which maybe will happen this year, I like to do it. And that is stacked pumpkins. And I've talked about this in previous years on Modern Design, but I want to talk about it briefly again because you don't have to wait till Thanksgiving to do it. It's relatively easy to do it. I've seen it done in many garden centers, and it's very, very welcoming. And that's where you go out and you buy six pumpkins. Actually, you buy three pumpkins, but I do two pots, one on each side, so I buy six pumpkins. You buy a very large pumpkin. You buy a middle-sized pumpkin, and you buy a small pumpkin. So what you want to do with the very large pumpkin and the middle-sized pumpkin is you want to take the stem of the pumpkin off so they're flat. So then you go out and you get dowels. And dowels are little pieces of wood that go from pumpkin to sort of hold them together like glue. So for me, my pots are black. And black and orange have a natural synergy and will look the best together if you have a black pot to do this particular project. You can use any. I like to add another layer of complexity. I went out many years ago and I bought these wonderful plain twig wreaths. So the black pot is there. I have one on each side. Then I put down a big natural twig wreath. And on the twig wreath, I put the first pumpkin. So the first pumpkin goes down. It sits flat on the base, and underneath it, it has the beautiful twigs that are coming out. Then I make sure that I take the stem off so it's nice and flat. Then where the stem is in the center, I put a dowel in each side, on each side in the center of where the stem was because it's softer there, and I sometimes have to hammer that in with a light rubber hammer. Then I take the mid-sized pumpkin and I put it, I actually take the bottom of the center of the pumpkin, and then I stack the big pumpkin on the little pumpkin on both sides. I take the stem off the top, and then I do that finally. But now with the smallest pumpkin on top, you want to leave the stem on because you need them. Now you have a small pumpkin, a medium-sized pumpkin, and a large pumpkin. They're all connected because there's dowels in between them, so they sit upright and straight. And on the bottom of the base, you have this sort of twig, natural-looking twig wreath coming out. Then what I like to do is I like to do something where the pumpkins come together, the gap where the pumpkins come together. There's a vine I like, and I talk about it all the time when we do fall shows, called Bittersweet. I actually have it growing wild on my property. It's actually not that great for your property because it's very invasive. But I'll take that Bittersweet vine, and I will string it where the large pumpkin gaps the middle, and the middle pumpkin gaps the smaller, and I'll put it around almost in decoration. So now you have the three stacked pumpkins, you have the Bittersweet, you have the base. It is absolutely beautiful, good for a reception area, welcoming. The deer don't go after it, and it's a fantastic look. I look forward to doing that every year, and often people will ask me how to do it. So that's how to do it. You have to use dowels. You have to make sure when you shop for pumpkins that they're relatively flat looking, that they're even, and you can make them work. But stacked pumpkins is a beautiful project. I've even seen them done with white pumpkins now, which is sort of a different look. And then the Bittersweet stands out more when you actually do that. So it's a different kind of look. Number 18 on my list is gourd or pumpkin arrangements. And as I said earlier, pumpkins and gourds themselves are very, very celebratory. They're very beautiful. And just grouping them together, they're just amazing looking. All right, we're coming up to our last set of commercials, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design right after this.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Join the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Flemington Community Partnership for their Card Club networking event hosted by Northfield Bank on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Northfield Bank's Flemington office right here on Main Street. For details and to RSVP, visit hunterdon-chamber.org or call 908-782-7115. See you there.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I, for the past 20 years, have been an interior decorator, a home stager. I do pink color consultations, kitchens and baths, everything related to your home or your commercial space. Our topic today is very, I think, topical, and that is transition to fall. And talking about the outside and wonderful things you can do for wonderful fall pots. I've been working on mine and been shopping out there for wonderful things to put in fall pots, things that are inspiring, different, give me happiness. You know, I have, for many of you that have been listening to Modern Design, I've written my first book called The Lonely Boy, and sort of a memoir and talking about some of my things that I've been through in my life and my life journey. But I'm starting to work on my second book, and it's a little bit about happiness, what gives people happiness. And I've been sort of doing some just internal inspection, and I find that creating beauty for me, I'm a Taurus, so one of the things that we like is creating beauty. So for me, going out to the garden centers and hunting down things that are different and interesting and creating beauty in terms of using what nature has to offer and coming up with wonderful combinations gives me a lot of happiness. And then sharing that information with you on the radio, or maybe inspiring you to do something a little bit different, like stack pumpkins or using unusual elements or Swiss chard, and creating something that makes your space feel good, that's always a wonderful thing. There's a lot of psychology behind decorating. I think there really is. So our topic today, again, is transition to fall. And we talked about some of the things. We talked about coleus, dark greens with white pumpkins, a different combination, how to make a stacked pumpkin. And then we started to talk about, before the break of commercial messages, about just pumpkin and gourd arrangements themselves. And one of the things that I love to do is pumpkins on steps. Steps are wonderful. They're sort of layers, if you will, lifts and layers of display. So taking pumpkins of any size and so on, you want to do them artfully, but putting just different pumpkins on your steps and grouping them together look wonderful. Take pumpkins and gourds and group them together on your steps on both sides. If you do nothing else, that looks wonderful. If you nestle some wonderful mums in between those grouped pumpkins and gourds, even better. That by itself, if you did nothing else, just looks like a display of fall. And if you don't have deer to contend with, it is absolutely stunning. You just have to group them together. They have all the color, they have all the texture, they have everything you need. Nestling them in with some wonderful mums. You know, maybe you want to make it old school and really use the apple baskets, the things they come with. Looks really old world and elegant and so on. You might want to throw on a ribbon on that, maybe some gingham, something very interesting, and tie it all together. It looks wonderful, doesn't cost a lot of money, and really makes a difference. Number 19 on the list is doing something contemporary. Maybe you have a contemporary house and you want to embrace the fall. One of the things that had been very popular in the spring in my store in Maplewood in particular is succulents, all different type of succulent plants. And then you add some purple. You add some purple flowers to that, fall flowers and some white pumpkins perhaps, and have it be mostly succulent so you have texture. Maybe you do a pot that's very, very contemporary, that's square or rectangular, and then you do succulents with some maybe purple mums and then some white pumpkins. Awesome together. It gives you a different look, a sleeker look, but very much still true to the fall. Number 20 on our list is using berries mixed into your arrangements, both outside and inside. That's kind of nice. There's also, if you look into the forest, all sorts of wonderful berries that come out in the fall, and sticking them in your arrangement, even if you just cut them and put them in, at another level of dimension. Of course, probably the most popular would be the bittersweet, which sort of gives you that sort of yellow-orange look as the berries burst open. But any sort of berries, fall berries, blackberries, any sort of berries that you can find, beautiful berries in the woods, and sticking them in with the flowers and the gourds just add to it, and they add another dimension. Number 21 on our list of things to make your pots beautiful for fall is painted pumpkins. Have you ever seen pumpkins that are painted or done in a leaf? One of the wonderful businesses, Pina has a wonderful business in downtown Clinton. She does wonderful papers and beautiful cards. And one year I was passing her, and she does such a good job on her gardens, she silver-leafed her pumpkins. And she did her fall garden was all wonderful purples, coleuses, and purple flowers for fall. And she had in her urns, her black urns, she had silver-leafed the pumpkins. They look wonderful. Last year, for the first time, I saw pumpkins that were leafed in copper. And that was a different kind of a look. A little bit more sophisticated, a little bit more modern, but very pretty. It was all copper, done in different sizes, but all done in copper, and that was in a black pot. And that was sharp, and it had its own look to it. I haven't seen pumpkins done in gold yet, but the silver and the copper were both very beautiful. Pumpkins can be painted into shapes, into different looks. Another thing that I saw that I liked recently is monogramming your pumpkin. And I did see a display that I was looking for on a website where they used a big white pumpkin, and then with black paint, they did an initial of the family last name on either side, and then mixed it with orange pumpkins and other things and so on. But boy, did that stand out. With the black and white. So don't be afraid to paint your pumpkins, do things with your pumpkins, decorate the pumpkins themselves, and give another level of dimension. It's all about being as creative as you can. Number 22 on my list is about the containers themselves. And containers really, really make a difference in what you're going to do in them. My favorite, and I will say this over and over again, for the fall, my favorite, if you're using orange pumpkins, is to use any sort of black container, whether it be metal and contemporary, whether it's an old urn. Black against orange is drama and looks amazingly wonderful. But there's also lots of other containers that you can use. And this year, there's sort of a run for wood. So hollowing out a log and creating a fall display looks really good, and it's very topical. Taking a big birch log, even more in style, to do that birch skin and then create a fall display. Galvanized metal, too. Galvanized buckets and metal tins. Very popular this year to do your fall display on. Very good. Any sort of wood, any sort of urns. The container should be interesting also. And you should pick your flowers or your look based upon the way the container looks and work with it. So if you have a black urn, you want to probably do a slightly more formal arrangement, whereas if you have a galvanized bucket, you could do something that's probably more restful. If you have a contemporary, very sleek, modern metal container, you want to do things that are a little bit sleeker. So you want to go with your container. Lots of stuff out there. Try new stuff. Google things. Google Images is one of your best resources. It costs you nothing. Try to do something different this year with your house. You know, bring something that's going to give you joy as you drive up the driveway. Number 23 on my list is what I talked about earlier, and that's something that I totally copied from a garden center out in Harding, and that is use wreaths, use your fall wreaths instead of necessarily putting them on the door, use them on the base of putting in pumpkins and gourds. And something as simple as I have a bigger black urn that's in a prominent spot in the garden. What I typically do is now put down a fall wreath that's already decorated, then throw a pumpkin and some gourds on top of that, and that's its own look. Sometimes I'll do multiple pumpkins, but that fall wreath, that base, gives me something to do. So lie the wreath down as a base for what you're going to put on it. It's a very different and creative look to do into the space. Number 24 on our list is using orange outdoor lights. In the late 90s, 2000, I started seeing people do it, and then it sort of went away. And then I noticed it last year. I was looking in a decorative magazine, and they had a fire pit in this particular place. And in the distance, they had little tiny orange lights. I love orange lights. I think they look really great in a space. You want to do them in conjunction with some sort of foliage. I don't like them by themselves where you see the wires. But orange lights, I think, you know, the light is getting going away from us now and things get darker earlier, little orange lights can go a long way in creating sort of a garden look. And I love it slightly illuminated. And orange has this glow that very few other colors have. So try some orange lights if you go to your garden center. If you go to, I think the Lowe's has them already. I saw them at Lowe's yesterday doing sort of orange twinkle lights or like your seasonal Christmas lights. Little tiny ones in orange give a pop of light when you're going past the house at dusk or the early part of the evening and bring something else to the table. Number 25 on the list was grapevines in arrangements. Number 26 is using fall window boxes. So something else that you can do. Believe it or not, folks, I still have many more, and we're going to do the next couple of shows the next week solely on fall decorating. So we'll continue this next week. I thank you for tuning in to Modern Design. Please come visit me at my new location. We're probably going to do some sort of a formal opening, a reopening at the new location. Maven Hill Designs is now located at 176 Route 202 31 North, right next to Fred Bean's Toyota, 6,000 square feet, a bigger space,
furniture, lamps, accessories, anything you need. And of course, great advice for your home. To tune in to my show, always contact us at the website here for Hunterdon Chamber Radio, or call me anytime for a modern design and for many wonderful ideas at 908-884-0770. Thank you and have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I think that last night certainly will be the highest amount. We're thinking probably close to 40 inches total.
Becky Ames, the mayor of Beaumont, Texas, as Tropical Storm Harvey moves further inland, decimating other Texas communities and now into Louisiana. Ames said she was thankful when daybreak hit her city.
We are very glad that it is light outside now, because it's much easier to do rescues when it is light. It is still pouring. We do hope that it'll stop.
It's not just Beaumont that's being decimated. The city of Port Arthur, Texas, is pleading for boats to help rescue people trapped by flooding. The city, located about 90 miles east of Houston, tweeted the plea for individuals with boats this morning. Officials in the city of Port Arthur say the situation is dire. Evacuees in Port Arthur's Bob Bauer Civic Center were forced to the bleachers when water began covering the convention center's floor. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War. You hear my national radio show, War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, every day on USA Radio Network at 6 p.m. Eastern, as well as my national TV show, War Now, on Newsmax TV every day at 8 p.m. Eastern time. But I'm everywhere leading the conservative fight, on Fox News, on hundreds of radio shows as a guest, writing books like Angry White Male, my newspaper columns, even on CNN. I'm a conservative warrior fighting for conservatism, capitalism, American exceptionalism, and Judeo-Christian values. And of course, I will always be the fiercest defender in the media for my great President Donald J. Trump. But it all starts at my website, RootForAmerica.com. You'll find the hottest stories, news headlines, my passionate, in-your-face, take-no-prisoners, conservative commentaries, and popular videos. The left will win this war over my cold, dead body. So every day, start your